Welcome back to the Meet the Team show for the West Fork football team as we meet the Warhawks. We had a chance to catch up with all the players on the roster for the Warhawks. Now we have a chance to talk with the head coach of West Fork football, Dan Westhoff. And coach, just the emotion for your team following a thrilling win last week over Nashua Plainfield to advance for the first time in program history in the postseason.
Yeah, I got to let them soak it in. Obviously, really, really proud of our guys for fighting through for four quarters right to the very last play of the game, which is what it took. So we worked really hard to get to that point. Really wanted to really let them enjoy it. The old 24-hour rule, they had earned it. So it was a really fun bus ride back. Great post-game locker room atmosphere, all that kind of stuff. And then you get to that point where weekend's over, know who you got the film broke down, scouting reports are in, and it's been all business from that point forward.
If you had to describe this West Fork team to someone outside the program in a word or two, how would you do so?
Just resilient, I think, was where we've come from where it's been, and just within the season itself. You know, every team goes through ups and downs. We're no different. But I've been really happy with our response when adversity's hit, which it hits for every team eventually. And I think our kids just had a great attitude. They've really handled things that go wrong much, much better this year. And that's credit to leadership, credit to our seniors. And it's not just their seniors. It's top to bottom. We've gotten great attitudes when things have went wrong, and that's obviously great within the context of this season, but a great life lesson for all our guys to learn, and it's something that has not been a strength in the program in the past. It's something we've evolved, got better, kept emphasizing, and it's been really good this year.
How preparation has gone this week getting ready for St. Ansgar?
Tough prep. Obviously, as good a team as there is in the state, present a lot of different threats. Their special teams are dynamic, really put a lot of stress on you in the return game. Defensively, they're giving up 4 points a game, for crying out loud. It's ridiculous how good they are defensively, and offensively, complete package. I mean, you're talking about a team that's running for a tick under 11 yards a carry, one of the best running backs in the state of Iowa, most explosive quarterbacks, completing 74%. Just a well-oiled machine, and obviously we're going to have our hands full.
Keys for the defense to try and slow down two potent players like that?
Big plays. They're going to get yards. We got to try and keep a lid on it and get them on the ground and not let it go 60, 70, 80 of the house. I'm kind of a broken record. It's kind of been a point of emphasis all season, but especially this week. The big plays are going to kill us. And that's easier said than done to run some of those cats down in the open field. But the biggest challenge is not let them get to the open field to begin with. And they're going to hit some. We know that, but again, we got to continue to rally, continue to battle. Just because we give up one explosive, mentally, where are you at? And are you making the correction, to hopefully get them on the ground the next time it happens? It's going to be a battle for us to try to reduce the big home run hitting explosive plays as much as possible.
Keys for the offense to try and get some production against a very stingy Saints defense.
We're going to need to be effective air and ground. We're going to need to throw it some more. We're going to need to be able to keep pace here. I think we got a chance to hit some plays in the passing game, and we're going to need it. We're going to need to match scores here and keep pace. It's a really, really good offense. So, to sit here and think that we can grind them to a halt and hold them really low on the scoring column is, I would say that's optimistic. So we're going to need to be able to get the tough yards in third and shorts and stay on schedule. And then when we do let it rip, play action, when we do get behind the sticks, we got to be efficient and we got to hit some big plays. So I think our run game needs to do what it's done all season, but we need to complement that with a passing game that can hit some chunk gains. I think that's going to be really important for us to be able to do.
Your message to the team as you enter another win-or-go-home spot here.
I got to play fearless, and I think we've done a good job of that. And playing fearless is continuing to believe when things are not going well, potentially, and when we get jumped and they get some big plays early or get some momentum. Really, really, truly believing and continuing to battle. I think that's really important. We're going to face adversity Friday night, guaranteed. And a lot of it, this is a really, really good football team. So I think just our ability to do what we've done all year and respond the right way. Raw anger and finger pointing and, that kind of stuff is just not productive. It's not helpful. We've done a really good job of making strides in that area this season. We got to settle in. We got to make the adjustments, adjust the game flow, and just continue to be in the right space mentally. Inevitably, when they hit some plays and grab some momentum, our response to that is really critical.
The support you've felt from Warhawk Nation throughout this year and into this playoff run, your first extended playoff run since 2010.
It's been unbelievable. To all our fans, our students, members of the community, it's been unbelievable. Really, really appreciative of that. I know our kids are. I'm sure they told you that when you talked to them here. And that's a very big deal. Gives our kids energy, gives our kids hope, gives them belief. And we really, really fed off their energy Friday night, and I know they're going to come out in full force and support our kids, and I'm really grateful to all the people that have supported us and continue to support us. It means the world.
Having a group of seniors like this come out and lead the way they have here this year, how that's been a difference maker for this team?
It's just they have created the standard that did not exist and really modeled for younger kids what it needs to look like. Just the approach in the off season, approach to adversity, their approach to how to prepare. They've by far, exceeded everybody's expectations within the district, within the area. And a lot of that is it's just blue collar, gritty, hard work. And really, truly, the work they put in the off season, how they prepare during the week, how they respond to adversity, how they play the game, just that blue collar physicality mindset. All of that just boils down to their grit, their determination, their burning desire to improve this program. And they've done a great job, and I think the rest of our program has really followed our lead, and really, really grateful to those guys for sticking it out here, and really happy that they've been able to have the season they have and get this program on the map and put it where it's at right now.
Well, Coach, thank you for the time joining us here on the Meet the Team show. Best of luck to you and the Warhawks as you take the field on Friday night in the second round of this Class A postseason, taking on St. Ansgar.
Thanks, Josh.
Once again, a big thanks to the head coach of West Fork Football for joining us here on the Meet the Team show. We'll come back to wrap up the show right after this as we meet the Warhawks on KLMJ.